Greetings to you all in the name of Jesus. God is really, really good. I have a scripture to share with you this morning found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Back in the day, before chapters and verses were added to the Bible and they were just scrolls, there was no separation in the text to indicate differences in chapters or verses. That wasn't added until later. So here is a prime example of where you have the end of chapter 4 that flows in with the beginning of chapter 5. And I want to talk about something in the book. So beginning with Matthew chapter 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. And that will be the extent to the text that I feel inspired by the Father. There was a multitude of people. There were a lot of people that followed Jesus. Jesus walked in power. He was preaching the kingdom. And it wasn't just him saying and talking about things that sounded really good or that were pleasant to the ears or that gave you an understanding heart. No, Jesus did more than that. He preached the kingdom. He taught on the kingdom, and he demonstrated what he taught by healing the sick, casting out devils, healing all kinds of diseases. And people saw what he was saying, literally. They heard his word and they saw the demonstration. They saw the power. They saw the authority that he walked in. And that caused Jesus to become very well known in his time. And consequently, great multitudes would follow him. Now, in this particular section of scripture, this is right as Jesus gives what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes. This is where Jesus gives his first discourse or his first message, so to speak, where he's teaching them. But what I want to highlight right now is the events that transpired prior to him teaching, prior to him opening his mouth in verse 2 of chapter 5 and speaking and teaching the people the word of God. There was something that had to happen. The people followed Jesus, and the Bible says that he went up into a mountain. Jesus went into a mountain, and the people followed Jesus into the mountain. I want to highlight mountain, traveling into the mountain. A mountain or a hill lies on a gradient. There's an incline. It's not a flat surface. There's resistance. When you walk up a mountain, there's resistance in your steps. There's resistance in your forward movement. And the resistance is determined by the slope of the mountain. The greater the slope, the greater the resistance. The higher you go, or the higher the slope, the greater resistance that you experience in your forward movement. It becomes harder to put one step in front of the other when there's a slope. A lot of times when people go to the gym, you see that they have this stair climber, and the whole idea of the stair climber and of the incline is to offer resistance to mimic that of a hill or a mountain. And the resistance is ideal to train the muscles with. So in the same fashion, when Jesus went up into a mountain and the people followed, they had to traverse the terrain to get to where Jesus was. In other words, it wasn't easy to follow Jesus. And there was resistance in following Jesus. There was an opposition in following Jesus. It wasn't like walking on flat land. It wasn't like walking through the streets of a town. There was some kind of resistance that they had to overcome in order for them to hear from God. They had to climb the mountain. They had to go up the mountain. And then once they climbed the mountain, they were able to hear the word of God. And I feel the Spirit showing me that many of us are in a place right now to where we are climbing spiritual mountains. We're seeking a word from God. We're wanting to hear from God. We've been following God, but we haven't heard yet, and we've encountered resistance. I feel the Spirit of God saying, don't become discouraged by reason of the resistance. The resistance can be overcome. And God is wanting us to finish climbing the mountain so that we can hear what He's saying to us. God is wanting us to overcome the resistance. God is wanting us to press through the resistance. God is wanting us to keep pushing and to keep climbing. Put your left foot in front of your right foot. Put your right foot in front of your left foot. Don't pay attention to the slope. Don't worry about the gradient of the hill that you're climbing. Don't worry about the spiritual resistance. Some of you are having thoughts. Some of you are having imaginations and visions and ideas that are coming into your mind that are resisting your will, that are resisting your desire to walk after what God has for you. You're experiencing resistance, pressure, and pushing. Don't worry about it. All you're doing is following Jesus, who is going up a mountain. You want to be where the presence of God is. Maybe you haven't heard a word from God, and it's been a little while, and all of a sudden all this resistance has come to you, and you want to hear from God, and you're in prayer, you're in fasting, you're seeking after God, but you're not hearing anything, and all you're experiencing is resistance. I want to let you know that you are climbing a mountain. The resistance let you know that you're climbing a mountain. The fact that you're experiencing spiritual resistance is telling you that you are climbing a mountain. There's a reward at the mountaintop. There's a blessing at the mountaintop. There's revelation at the mountaintop. There's glory at the mountaintop. There's an intimate experience with your Savior at the mountaintop. Don't stop climbing the mountain. Don't give up on account of resistance that you're feeling. Resistance in your prayer, resistance in your endeavor, resistance in your pursuit after the things of God. When you encounter resistance, know most assuredly you are traversing the terrain of a spiritual mountain. Let faith lead you. In the name of Jesus, let His word be a lamp to your feet that will enable you to place one foot in front of the other and the other foot in front of the one, so that you can continue climbing the mountain and find your place of revelation and get to the place where you will hear the word of God speaking to you. Get to the place of breakthrough. Get to the place to where you have an intimate experience with God that changes and transforms your heart. The spiritual resistance that you're experiencing is evidence that you are climbing the mountain. Climb it all the way to the top. Pray another prayer. When you're praying and you feel like your prayers are bouncing off the walls, you feel like your prayers have no altitude, you feel like your prayers are not catching the wind of the Spirit and they're not flying high, it seems like your prayers are grounded, pray another prayer. Keep on praying. Keep on pushing. Keep on pressing. Keep on. And don't stop because of the resistance. You're going to get to the mountaintop if you don't stop. If you don't stop climbing, you're going to get to the mountaintop. It doesn't matter how weary you get. Don't stop climbing. Don't turn around. If you gotta take a break, take a break. But don't turn around. Don't go back down the mountain. Going back down the mountain means taking the easy way. It's easy to come down the mountain. It's easy to walk down a slope. It's easy to go down the incline. You have what scientists call gravity that's at your, that's an asset to you to help you to go down. It makes it going down so much easier. Going up is difficult. There's resistance, but going down is easy. When you encounter resistance, don't stop going up. Don't turn around and go back down. When your path becomes difficult, don't turn around and find the easiest path. You're going back down the mountain. May the Lord bless you and refresh you in your weariness in climbing the mountain, because Jesus has called you to a higher place. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That journey is going to lead us to a mountain. Eventually, the journey is going to lead us into a place of resistance. Eventually, the journey is going to lead us into a place of opposition. The Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. When you get to high places, when you get to entering into the dimension, into the realm of high places, and there is a spiritual resistance, know most assuredly that you are on the right path. Do not turn around. Do not conform to the easy path, but press on and move forward in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray until something changes. Pray until you break through. Pray until something happens. Pray until you experience the glory of God. It doesn't matter if it takes days. It doesn't matter if it takes weeks. It doesn't matter how long it takes. What matters is your mindset. Don't give up and don't turn around. Be encouraged. Have the breath of God and the wind of His Spirit be upon you. In the name of Jesus, be refreshed right now and continue pressing forward up into the mountain to meet with Jesus. Grace be with you and peace.